2 years ago, Congress passed what's called the Restore Act. The law was supposed to steer money from the companies responsible for the BP oil spill to counties to use for economic and environmental recovery projects. In Florida, the group that's supposed to decide what projects get funded is the Gulf Consortium. Escambia County Commissioner Grover Robinson heads the group.
We're creating the plan that's going to begin to really allow for the entire state the entire state's Gulf Coast, from Escambia County to Monroe County, to figure out how we're going to get restoration, both environmental and economic.
This passed 2 years ago, and to my understanding, you guys still haven't seen any money from it yet.
That is correct. We've been trying to move forward with plans, which we think will be the most important thing to properly implement this for restoration. But at this particular time, we have no money, so we've been working to try to move that forward.
What has been the impediment to getting some of these projects off the ground? I know that there's been no direction from the federal government, specifically from the Department of Treasury.
The main one has been the Treasury, that they have not come forward with the rules. That's going to be essential to whatever we do. It's going to dictate the plan and everything else. Also, the rules will allow us to access funding, but we did have a little bit of time where we struggled trying to figure out if we could access funding from some other place, but we're going to be moving forward. We just got to get those rules released, and we've been waiting for the federal government to move forward on that.
So just to be clear, you guys don't have specific projects yet lined up?
Not at this time. I think what we need first is a plan. The plan will lead us to the projects, and we've got plenty of things to do for Florida, but at this particular time, the BP money is not there. There's only money from Transocean. So the state of Florida in this particular component will have about $50 million. That's enough for us to get going on a plan and begin to start forward a process on some projects. But we're not going to solve all the projects. But what we can do is the plan, and the plan will then give the overarching ability for the entire state to develop what will environmental restoration look like and what will economic restoration look like.
While some funds have trickled into the region for restoration projects, the Gulf counties are waiting for a larger settlement as BP goes to trial over violations of the Federal Clean Water Act, something Florida U.S. Senator Bill Nelson expects will yield billions of dollars to affected areas.
And that award could be anywhere from $5 billion to $20 billion. Once they have that, and if BP doesn't appeal it through the court system, then the money will start flowing.
Nelson says some Restore Act money from a $50 million settlement with BP contractor Transocean should start flowing down to local communities. Meanwhile, Robinson says people should not be confused. Even though the Panhandle's tourism industry has bounced back, that doesn't mean everyone feels as if an economic recovery has taken place. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.